Hello, I'm Donovan Chiquez, and I'm your host for the Who Would Win podcast. Today, seeing as it's our second episode, we've got a great matchup. Savannah, would you like to tell them what it is?
Yep. Today's matchup is Baby Yoda from Mandalorian versus Baby Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, so today, seeing as Savannah has pitted me this way, usually I would want to be on the Star Wars side of things, but I got pitted as Baby Groot. Belle?
I'm Baby Yoda.
Okay. So, Belle, you're not Baby Yoda. You are voting for Baby Yoda. Okay. Right. So let's start this. Belle, you wanna start it this time?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. I'll start us this time. So the reason why Baby Groot would win is because Baby Yoda has shown no forms of aggression. He's just shown defense. And I don't think he would know when someone's attacking him, but only when someone's attacking others. Because he only defended the Mandalorian when the Mandalorian was about to get killed. But when you see Baby Yoda about to get stampeded by the rhino, or when Baby Yoda is about to get killed by that bounty hunter with the axe, he does nothing. He just sits there. But when somebody else is about to get killed, he defends them.
Okay.
Whereas Baby Groot has shown a lot of pointed aggression.
True. But did you see? Of course you saw it.
Yes.
Baby Yoda lifted that entire rhino with the little three fingers. And Baby Groot
has five fingers.
No, he does not.
He does. He has five fingers.
Anyway, but I definitely think that Baby Yoda has more power than Baby Groot.
Okay. That's my point, though. Baby Yoda has definitely more power than Baby Groot, but Baby Groot knows how to use his power to attack someone. Baby Yoda just seems to be testing out his powers on everything in sight, and he doesn't seem to know when to test them out. He just does it randomly, like when he was randomly choking Cara Dune for no reason.
True, but he is bigger than Baby Groot, and Baby Groot, you see in the movies, he'll grab onto a ledge, and then he'll pull himself up, and then his fingers will snap off, and he'll grow new ones.
Whereas Baby Yoda's fingers do not grow back. Is that a point in my favor?
No.
Well, Baby Groot has shown pointed aggression, as if you, and I'm sure you remember where that guy who beat him up and kicked him.
Yeah.
He pointedly chased him down and threw him off the balcony in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
But then Baby Yoda's just like sitting in his pod, and he's just defending everyone else. But then when that guy charged him with an axe, he was just sitting there. And the Mandalorian had to disintegrate them.
No, but... yeah. But... maybe he was
caught in a spare. Maybe he was caught in a spare. Okay. That's great. That's great. So, okay. Belle, do you have any last points to make? Because I think I've made all mine.
Well, Baby Yoda has this awesome pod.
So.
So hard.
Baby Groot can just stretch out his... he can just grow out his arms and grab it and smash it on the ground into bits.
But Baby Yoda also has the Mandalorian at his side.
No, but we're talking in a one-on-one fight. We're not talking if they have accomplices. Otherwise, Baby Groot would have an entire team of people.
True.
And also,
but Baby Yoda can heal himself. As you see, he does.
No, you've only seen that he can heal other people.
Yes, but...
can try.
He can try.
I mean, he heals Grief Karga, but that's all. And Baby Groot is also way faster than Baby Yoda. Because as we've seen, Baby Yoda is kind of like dawdling around.
Yeah, he's so small.
And then Baby Groot can sprint.
Get stepped on easily.
And then lift the person up and throw them.
Yeah, but then Baby Yoda could lift him up and throw him.
If he knew what he was doing, which is exactly my point, Baby Yoda doesn't know anything that he's doing.
I will win!
Okay, Savannah, I think it's time for you to decide.
Okay. Like last time, Bella's going to be disappointed because Baby Groot wins.
He yes! does not!
He does too.
Bella, are you gonna make your disappointed scream again?
Donovan's a twig!
I'm a twig, okay. Apparently, I'm the twig, and Baby Groot's not. So, we hope you enjoyed this. If you didn't agree, well, it's too bad. And if you agreed, then that's great. We really hope you enjoyed this podcast, and if you would keep listening, that'd be great. Thank you so much for listening.